Chapter 1, Dream Management. You are led through your lifetime by the inner learning creature, the playful spirited being that is your real self. Don't turn away from possible futures before you're certain that you don't have anything to learn from them. Richard Bach. Mount Everest Base Camp, May 2007, 17,300 feet. Painful indecision, sleepless days and night. Violent hacking cough. Lungs and throat raw meat. Fear of what was to come. Fear of the route above Camp 3. Fear of the catwalk between the South Summit and the Hillary Step. No energy to face down the fear. Have I done my best? I should have trained more intelligently. Is my mind in the way? Am I talking my way out of a summit bid, or are my fears warranted? There's discord on the team. I am sick. I shouldn't go on, but this is Everest. Maybe I should just come back next year. What about my sponsors? What will they think about failure? Would they support another attempt? Were Tuck and Jeng Bu politely telling me to stop the attempt? Maybe I'm just not cut out for Everest. I was alone in my tent. Most of my teammates, including Al, my climbing partner, were on their own summit attempt. I was lonely. I missed my son, Kurt. If I were with him, he would have called me a tool for thinking that way, and he would have been right. After all, there was no failure on the Big E, other than death, that is. To try to heal my finicky lung tissue, I decided to go lower, to thicker air. I walked down valley with a hacking, tissue-ripping cough to Furiche, 14,000 feet, where I met up with teammates Nat, Ryan, and the two barrister Brits at the Himalayan Hotel under the smiling, always gracious proprietorship of Ang Nuru Sherpa. When the temperature dropped below freezing at 5 p.m., Nuru's young Sherpa helpers lit the yak dung firebox and the climbers and trekkers filed in, speaking Russian, Czech, French, Romanian, English, and Nepali. By then, we were all ravenous for a dinner of momos, thin pasta covering cheese or meat, and vegetable piccatas, a deep-fried, bite-sized entree that came with a ketchup-like dipping sauce. What a place to relax with funky reading material donated by decades of international trekkers, who got 50% off the room rate of 200 rupees, or about $5 American, for donating a book. And the finest milky sweet tea. The Himalaya was just what I needed. I could rest, eat, and read all day, then write out a dispatch to send on handheld computer and satellite phone.